Well, our theme this morning is Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. We all like a bit of bread, don't we? Try not to eat too much of it. But where would we be without the humble loaf of bread? So versatile. We can do so much with a loaf of bread. We can have it on toast for breakfast. Do you like toast for breakfast, girls? So do I. Butter, yeah. We can have it for sandwiches, for lunch, with all different sorts of fillings. We can cook with it. Bread pudding. Summer pudding. Not one of my favourite. And much, much more. The loaf of bread can do so much. But isn't it amazing that the flour needed to make bread comes from a very simple seed, like this one, wheat. It is planted in the ground, watered by the rain, nurtured by the sun until it grows and produces a crop. That crop can then be harvested and made into flour. Well done, girls. Flour. This is then mixed with yeast and water to make a delicious loaf of bread. There is nothing like the smell of freshly baked bread. And I think if you're trying to sell your house, they say have a loaf of bread baking, don't they? Because the smell makes people think it's a lovely house. We can now get a wide variety of breads in our supermarkets. But how many can you name? There are so many, I've done just a selection, because we'd be here all morning and our lunch would be spoiling. So, hands up if you know what this is. Anybody know what bread is? Yes, Jack? Pita bread, nearly. Naan bread. So we have that with our lovely curries, don't we, and things like that. You can have garlic naan, all sorts of naan, so you just can't have one naan. You can have all different flavours. What about this one? Girls, do you know what this one is? Yes, Maria? Baguette, well done. Yes, a baguette, that's right. You can get long ones, small ones, can't you? All different sorts. What about this one? Tiger bread. Now, something in my brain tells me that they changed the name to a giraffe bread. Was I wrong in that? It's still a tiger loaf to me, yes. Why change the names of things? What about this one? I'm so sure one of the girls will know what sort of bread this is. Alaska. A burger bun. Who likes a burger? Me. Yes, you can have a burger bun to put your lovely meat inside of it. What about this one? Do we know what the name is for that one? Do you know what it's called? A loaf. We call it a special sort of loaf. Anybody know what it's? A sandwich loaf. Well done. A sandwich loaf. And they're usually unsliced. And I have terrible trouble slicing them. I get one end thick, one end thin. But a sandwich loaf. What about this one? Yeah. A bagel, that's right. They're delicious with smoked salmon and cream cheese. Not that I have that very much, but, oh, sorry, wrong one. A bagel. And the last one, which I pressed too much. Do we know what that is? Not a seeded loaf, you're nearly there. It's smaller, it's round, a seeded. No, we have it with sandwiches. Our coffee shop's named after it. A seeded bap, that's right. A seeded bap. You can have them with fillings in and all sorts of things. In the welcome bap, you can go and have one with bacon in, which is delicious. But we don't have just these, do we? We have gluten-free, sourdough, white, brown, seeded. We can have garlic bread, cheese bread, olive bread, chocolate bread. The list goes on. So much choice. I stand sometimes in the supermarket and think, I just want a loaf of bread. But did you know that in medieval times, it was the white bread that the rich had, whilst the lower classes had the brown bread? That was classed as the poor bread. But now it's reversed, isn't it? We're supposed to eat brown bread, things that are much healthier for us. How times have changed. So from these small seeds comes the food that our body needs. But we don't just have bread to eat, do we? Today we are celebrating harvest, and harvest is an opportunity for us to remember all the food. He is the one that gives us the seeds, the soil, the rain, and the sun. He is the one who gives strength to those who work on the land to plant the seeds and then harvest the crops. Without these people to make the food and deliver them to the supermarkets, we wouldn't have our food. We have a lot to be thankful to God for. Harvest time is a time to say thank you, but we should remember to say thank you to God every day for his goodness to us. Do we say thank you every day for the food that we eat each day? So often we take everything for granted, including our food. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." But do we thank him when he does? Do we thank him for all that he gives us? He not only provides our daily bread, but so much more for our daily lives. Afterwards, and now we're going to have our reading, and two of our girls, come and do it here, girls. Two of our girls are going to do the reading for us. All right, speak nice and slow.
Acts 14, verse 17. Yet he did things to prove he is real. He shows kindness to you. He gives you rain from heaven and crops at the right times. He gives you food and fills your hearts with joy.
1 John 3, verses 1 to 3. The Father has loved us so much. He loved us so much that we are called children of God, and we really are his children. But the people in the world who do not understand we are God's children, because they have not known him. Dear friends, we are now children of God. We have not yet been shown what we will be in the future, but we know that when Christ comes again, we will be like him. We will see him as he really is. Christ is pure, and every person who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure like Christ.
And now Alan is going to come and bring some more surprises.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I feel like I should sashay up, you know, just still sort of... It's really difficult, isn't it? You just sort of sit still with a song like that. So thank you, Mandy. Thank you, girls. Fabulous. It's really good. Thank you, mums and dads, for coming today, and grannies and granddads, or visitors, or if this is your first time with us at Child Baptist Church, welcome. If you've been here a few times before, welcome. And if you come here every Sunday, well, tough. I know, sorry, it's good to see you as well. Okay. So give us this day our daily bread. I don't normally use this clicker, so let's hope I go the right way. Oh, yes. So, first meaningless... whoever knows the answer to this, I want you on my pub quiz team, all right? What did Otto Frederick Rohrwedder of Iowa, US of A, invent in 1912? And I feel really sorry for this guy, because he invented it in 1912, and then the prototype got burnt down in a fire, and it took him... until 1928 to actually get it working. Any idea? Sliced bread. My goodness, I'm having you on my pub team, all right? That's Carol's reputation down the drain. But there we go. Yeah, he invented the machine, the first machine to make sliced bread. And depending on your point of view, that was either brilliant or the worst invention ever. All right, but yeah, and it's quite a cumbersome looking thing, isn't it? I don't know whether you work, well, it looks like you work bits of it with your feet and have to turn something, and somehow it doesn't mangle the bread. Amazing thought. I also think we need to keep thinking about wonderful things that God has done for us. And I need post-its to remind me of things at home, like painting the fence, and the list of things not done is often longer than the list of things done. But whenever you see this slide come up, I'm going to say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And you have to reply, "His love endures forever." So, bread machine. Oh, look, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Oh, no, that doesn't really sound like you mean it. I was thinking today when I was brushing my teeth, you know, there are two phrases going through my mind. One is, "Nothing lasts forever." And the other is, in the Lord's Prayer, "Forever and ever, amen." What an amazing contrast. My car will wear out. My body will wear out, but God's love lasts forever and ever. Let's say it like we mean it. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Not bad, not bad. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. So, as we go along, there are all sorts of things, aren't there, that God does for us. Here we have our theme, food for the body, you know, whether it's what we eat or how we exercise. I don't know whether you're into exercises or running or cycling or just sitting on the sofa. But anyway, you know, we need to look after our bodies, don't we? But God says we also need to think about our heads, our souls, that inner bit of us that needs feeding as well. So, food for the body, things that we eat, you know, including greens. Who likes greens? Oh, yeah, pretty good. Okay, not many adults here. Hang on. I'm going to ask that question again. How many adults like greens? Oh, that's better. Yes, okay, fine. I'm just checking you haven't fallen asleep. Okay, so food for the body. And then food for the soul. Well, I guess it's looking at God's word, understanding what's in the Bible, taking part in services, communion, and the posh word for that is sacraments. Worship, we're doing that today. Fellowship, one with another. We have a lunch after this, to which folks are invited. That's fellowship, getting together. Service, doing things for people. All those tins on the table, all those gifts are an act of service for other people. And I love the way at the top of this triangle is the word fun. Because Christians aren't boring people. All right, although sometimes we look like it. But no, I'm sure we don't. We try not to. But it's about having fun. All these things are really, really important. These are the ways that we get fed. And this is why we read, "I am the bread that gives life," said Jesus. "No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who has faith in me, trust in me, will ever be thirsty." Doesn't mean we have to know all the answers. Doesn't mean we have to be super intelligent. Doesn't mean we have to be super duper clever or even know everything. Just trust. Oh, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures." Getting better. I feel like you're just warming up. So, I find it quite amazing that I have a bag of soil here. And what I thought was really quite amazing, this bag of soil has been sitting on the top of our boiler because I was trying to dry it out. But what's actually happened is that the seeds that were in here have already started to sprout. Can you see that? Why is it the plants we want to plant in the garden never work that well? Anyway, we take the humble seed, we add to it, you know, we put it in the soil, and things happen to it whilst it's in the soil. We end up with vast crops. Vast crops. I suppose we add a bit of water. Ooh, yeah. We add a bit of water. And we add a bit of water. And the things start growing. We also add a bit of light. Oh, hang on, I'm getting way behind here. There's the water. There's the light. We add the light. And we end up with a vast crop. Ta-da, just like that. See? Amazing. Lots of water, lots of light. So much stuff that God gives us. We harvest it, we refine it, we turn it into a variety of products. But God gives us to enjoy these things. Why? Because we need to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Oh, you are warming up now. I can't turn the pages quickly enough. Right. Oops. 10, 12. There we go. Yes, 13. Paul, a man called Paul, once sent a text. Oh, actually, no, he didn't. He wrote a letter. All right. Oh, but before we get to that, I've got something else to think about. Oh, God, you see? Where's that page then? Oh, I see. That's in there. All right. Don't worry about it. Right. I need this. A story. And the story goes something like... Well, I'm not very good at stories, so I have to remember half the book. A dad came into the house one day and put down a tin of sweets. Well, actually, it's a plastic tub these days. Okay? And he said, I've got enough treats for my children today. Now, if my maths is right, there is enough in this tin for all of them to have 5 each. I trust them to take what they need when they get home, because all my children know that I expect them to share. Dad exits stage left, leaves the tin. Child number one comes in, and child number one says, oh, look at these sweets, such a lovely variety. I think I'll have one of those. Oh, actually, 2 of those. Oh, and oh, 1 of those. Oh, and 3 of those. They're my favourites. So happy, happy, happy. Child number 2 comes in. Child number 3 comes in and says, I've got to go to somebody you care for here, and says, oh look, there's only 10 sweets left. Well, I'm going to take all of them. They're all mine. So when children 4 and 5 come in, there's nothing left. And they say, why hasn't our father, why hasn't dad provided for us? Doesn't he love us? Doesn't he care for us? After the service, you've got to think whether you're going to be like those children or whether you're going to share nicely the sweets you have. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Now, Paul wrote a letter, or sent a text, and he wrote this. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous and willing to share. Sometimes doing good is not always easy, is it? As I say, life can be difficult and things don't always go quite as we intend.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54, Sweat Lodge 12. Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
I could help you cross your yard.
No.
I could help you cross your porch.
No.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
No, I'm doing fine.
Good afternoon. My name is Russell, and I am a wilderness explorer in Tribe 54.
Slow down.
Wet Lodge 12.
Kid!
Are you in need of
Thank
any
you,
assistance
but I don't need
today?
Any help.
Ow.
I like the way how Russell changes his objectives. It starts off, can I help you cross your street? Then he changes it to, can I help you cross your yard? And eventually it's, can I help you cross your porch? Carl doesn't want to be helped. And sometimes in life people don't want to be helped, but that shouldn't stop us offering help. And when we think of so many people in difficult situations, it's not because God's love didn't extend to them, it's because often we've been selfish with the way we've shared the bountiful gifts he's given us. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. When you came in, you should have received a hexagon and a pen. If you did, you need that now. If you haven't got one, could you put your hand up and Christine will come and give you one? And I'm going to tell you now what I want you to do with those. And girls, there's a role here for you. We need your help with this. We've said lots of times, his love endures forever, and give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. In your hexagon, I'd like you to write down six things that you really recognize God has blessed you with. Six things, one thing in each of those zones. It could be to do with harvest, it could be to do with creation, it could be to do with health, anything you like, really. Six things that you're grateful to God for. And then when you've done that, oh, and can I just say, other banks are available besides the pens that you've got. When you've done that, could you hold them up? And girls, I'd like you to go around and collect them, and we're going to lay them on the floor here, and I'll explain why we're putting them on the floor in a minute. Whilst we're doing that, we're going to play a song, Heaven's Voice Brings the Dawn, and then when you've finished doing your hexagon, rather than sitting there thinking, what do I do now? You can join in with the song that's playing on the screen. That's brilliant. Come and put them on the floor. And then we're going to try and make a hexagon pattern, a hexagon tessellating pattern here on the floor. Here's the first one. Thank you, Morris and Joan. Girls, as soon as you're ready, there's some hands up. They need their things collecting. Come and put them on the floor here. Perfect timing. Have we got all our hexagons in? Brilliant. food for the body, food for the soul. Did you notice there are lots of things that we can say thank you for, lots of things that we're appreciative of, but we've had to let go of them to put them on the floor. We can't just keep them close to us because they don't belong to us. We're just stewards of these things, whether it's creation, whether it's health, whether it's our own well-being, whether it's our family or friends. They belong to God. We have to let go of them. And sometimes they'll get trodden on. But that doesn't matter. Because God in his infinite mercy will renew them, will refresh them, will enable them. And as we let go of things, there may be some hurt, there may be some pain, there will be difficulties. But God longs to still walk with us and encourage us to share the gifts and the talents and the skills that we have with others, not to be selfish, not to hoard them, but to give them freely to others. He did things to prove he is real. That's how he looks after, if you like, our physical bodies. He shows kindness to us. But he also thinks about our souls. When we know that Christ comes again, we will be like him. We will see him as he really is. He cares for us now and in the future. On the screen. So I invite you to say the words that are in yellow, and there's some pictures there to just help us as we go along. So together we say, forgive us, Lord, when we have failed to be thankful for all your blessings. Forgive us, Lord, where we have put our hope in our wealth rather than in you. Forgive us, Lord, where we haven't shared what you have given us with others. Forgive us, Lord, for those moments when we only think of ourselves and not the needs of others, the needs of different gender or race, of different colour or creed, of different nationality or state. Help us to become a grateful and generous people as we put our hope in you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I don't know if you've ever thought about, I think sign language and the dance we saw was a fantastic example of getting emotion across. So, I'm going to invite you to stand, because this is going to be a bit easier if you stand. So if you're able to stand, please do. Could you stand now? Stay seated if you're not able to, or it's a bit inconvenient. Sometimes we need to have a lot of energy, don't we? So could you just show me a sort of energetic pose? It could be running on the spot. It could be a slow walk. I don't mind. That's fine. Okay, that'll do. That'll do. I don't want to get people too worked up. And please be careful in the balcony. No high diving. The other thing that is, those times of amazement, aren't you bound to go, ooh, can you give me an ooh? Ooh. And then, of course, there are other times when, you know, we need to sort of think about things. So there's no sound with this. It's a thinking pose. What's your thinking pose? Thinking. Do I have this sweet or that? No, sorry, never mind. Thinking. Sometimes we've got to work. I find gardening really really bad for the back. But can you show me a working pose? Now, it might be digging, it might be hedge cutting or clipping, but doing something, a working pose. Okay, that's enough. We're now going to put those actions to another closing prayer. So let's start with, let's see the running pose. And here's the thought, God of peace, grant us the energy. Ooh. Grant us the passion. Thinking pose. Grant us the determination. Your working pose. To do the work of peace. Sit down. relax, and say together with me, may we be those who sow in peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Not an easy peace, not an insignificant peace, not a half-hearted peace, but the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brilliant. Food for the body, food for the soul. Did you notice there are lots of things that we can say thank you for, lots of things that we're appreciative of, but we've had to let go of them to put them on the floor. We can't just keep them close to us because they don't belong to us. We're just stewards of these things, whether it's creation, whether it's health, whether it's our own well-being, whether it's our family or friends. They belong to God. We have to let go of them. And sometimes they'll get trodden on. But that doesn't matter. Because God in his infinite mercy will renew them, will refresh them, will enable them. And as we let go of things, there may be some hurt, there may be some pain, there will be difficulties. But God longs to still walk with us and encourage us to share the gifts and the talents and the skills that we have with others, not to be selfish, not to hoard them, but to give them freely to others. He did things to prove he is real. That's how he looks after, if you like, our physical bodies. He shows kindness to us. But he also thinks about our souls. When we know that Christ comes again, we will be like him. We will see him as he really is. He cares for us now and in the future. On the screen. So I invite you to say the words that are in yellow, and there's some pictures there to just help us as we go along. So together we say, forgive us, Lord, when we have failed to be thankful for all your blessings. Forgive us, Lord, where we have put our hope in our wealth rather than in you. Forgive us, Lord, where we haven't shared what you have given us with others. Forgive us, Lord, for those moments when we only think of ourselves and not the needs of others. The needs of different gender or race, of different colour or creed, of different nationality or state. Help us to become a grateful and generous people as we put our hope in you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I don't know if you've ever thought about, I think sign language and the dance we saw was a fantastic example of getting emotion across. So I'm going to invite you to stand, because this is going to be a bit easier if you stand. So if you're able to stand, please do. Could you stand now? Stay seated if you're not able to or it's a bit inconvenient. Sometimes we need to have a lot of energy, don't we? So could you just show me a sort of energetic pose? It could be running on the spot. It could be a slow walk. I don't mind. That's fine. Okay, that'll do, that'll do. I don't want to get people too worked up. And please be careful in the balcony. No high diving. The other thing that is, those times of amazement, aren't you bound to go, ooh? Can you give me an ooh? Ooh. And then, of course, there are other times when, you know, we need to sort of think about things. So there's no sound with this. It's a thinking pose. What's your thinking pose? Thinking. Do I have this sweet or that? No, sorry, never mind. Thinking. Sometimes we've got to work. I find gardening really, really bad for the back. But can you show me a working pose? Now, it might be digging, it might be hedge cutting or clipping, but doing something, a working pose. Okay, that's enough. We're now going to put those actions to another closing prayer. So let's start with, let's see the running pose. And here's the thought: God of peace, grant us the energy. Grant us the passion. Thinking pose. Grant us the determination. Your working pose. To do the work of peace. Sit down. Relax. And say together with me, may we be those who sow in peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Not an easy peace, not an insignificant peace, not a half-hearted peace, but the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ.